Well, I announced something that I never thought I'd do. I announced that I'm taking out petitions to run for governor of South Dakota on the Democratic ticket.
And, of course, the next question is why?
Because South Dakota voters deserve a choice, and because I'm proud of what Democrats stand for, and I think I can be an effective voice for them. Moderate Democrats and independents and Republicans need a credible candidate, and I like to think I can be that candidate.
How would you be different than Governor Dugard?
My priorities would be different. For one thing, I wouldn't have increased reserves during a time of recession. Education and Medicaid would be at the very, very top of the list. And in spite of the election year rhetoric 4 years ago, that has definitely not turned out to be the case in the last 4 years.
So again, not to put words in your mouth, education and health care, you don't feel he's done enough?
Correct. We had lots of choices in the budget cut year. The 10% budget cuts were enforced with a type of discipline where some of us were made to think or encouraged to think that we had no choice. And we definitely had choices other than the ones that we made.
Well, you're certainly going to have a long battle here, and you would have to say, or at least I'll say, you don't have to say it, but it is a long shot considering the state's coloration, if you will.
Sure. I'm nothing if not realistic. But, you know, particularly in this cycle where the rhetoric has been so dominated by fear and extremism, And disrespect for our educators and those who care for our elderly and disabled, I really think that there is room for a moderate like myself. I think we're crying out for a credible candidate, a credible moderate candidate, and I really think I can do that.
And Susan, let's face it, there's all sorts of terminologies. What do you mean when you say you're a moderate Democrat?
Well, if people will look at my heritage, I'm from the northeastern corner of the state where, frankly, it is easy to get elected as a Democrat. And we have a large registration advantage up there. But people will often wonder why that advantage has been maintained. And I like to tell them that in our district, we make a point not to talk politically. We talk issues and not sides of issues so much. And it's a rural Democrat perspective that is different from the Sioux Falls Democrat perspective. My uncle was Kurt Jones. He served in the legislature from 1970 to 1986. Was known as quite the centrist, and I think if you asked my caucus mates, you would find the same thing.